Magic Rock Gardens Benidorm. An honest review. Read before you book. Benidorm is a city of glorious contrasts. Pick the right place to stay, and you'll return home bronzed, relaxed, and rejuvenated. Pick the wrong one, and you'll need another holiday just to recover from the first. If you've been scrolling through booking sites looking for the ultimate family getaway, you've almost certainly spotted the distinctive African-themed silhouette of the Magic Rock Gardens, Benidorm, officially known as the Magic Aqua Rock Gardens. This isn't just another boring, whitewashed concrete tower block. From the moment you cross the threshold, you are greeted by artificial caves, tribal decor, lush fake foliage, and the promise of epic water park action. But what is it actually like once you get past the glossy brochure photos? To put it bluntly, if you're looking for a quiet, romantic couples retreat, or planning a roaring, booze-fueled stag or hen do, which are officially banned by the hotel anyway, so don't even try it, look elsewhere. The Magic Rock Gardens Benidorm is the undisputed kingdom of families with kids. The hotel is absolutely buzzing from dawn till dusk. The daily soundtrack here isn't gentle lounge music. It's the roar of the crowd, the splash of the water slides, and children living their absolute best lives. If you crave nothing but peace and a good book, this place might give you a mild twitch. But if your kids have more energy than a nuclear reactor, and you want a hotel. Location: the legendary Cardiac Hill. The hotel is situated in the eastern, slightly calmer, but still thoroughly touristy, part of Benidorm, not far from the famous Levante Beach. On paper, being just 150 to 200 meters from the golden sand sounds like absolute bliss. However, we need to talk about the local geography. The Magic Rock Gardens. Benidorm sits majestically at the very top of a shockingly steep incline. British tourists have affectionately, and breathlessly, christened this peak Cardiac Hill. Strolling down to the sea in the morning is a breeze. Climbing back up at 4 p.m. in 30-degree heat, carrying a giant inflatable flamingo under one arm and a sobbing toddler on your shoulders, is an experience closely mimicking an unassisted ascent of Everest. On the bright side, it's a brilliant, completely free way to burn off those all-inclusive buffet calories. But if you're pushing a heavy pram or have mobility issues, this daily trek requires serious tactical planning. In terms of local amusements, the foot of the hill is packed with bars, fast food joints, the holy trinity of McDonald's, Burger King, and local Chippies, and souvenir shops. A 10 to 15 minute walk, about 800 meters, gets you into the main neon lit heart of the resort. If you fancy the quaint charm of the old town, it's a bit further, about 2.5 kilometers, which is usually best tackled via a cheap local bus ride or a taxi. The surrounding area can get lively, but the real noise? That's strictly an inside job. Rooms and cleanliness. Space, air, and the Bat Cave. Roulette. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. The rooms. First, the good stuff. Cleanliness gets top marks. The housekeeping team works harder than a bartender on a Friday night. The rooms are spotless, cleaned daily, and towels are swapped regularly. The beds are massive and incredibly comfy, and the air conditioning is a total lifesaver during the scorching Spanish summer. However, the architecture of the rooms at the Magic Rock Gardens Benidorm does throw up a few quirky surprises. The rooms have a rather unique layout. They are long and narrow, giving you the distinct feeling of sleeping in a very modern, air-conditioned, first-class train carriage. The biggest shock for many is the complete lack of balconies in the majority of rooms. This means your traditional evening ritual of sipping a cold drink whilst watching the sunset has to be relocated to the communal hotel bars. The lack of outdoor space also calls for extreme engineering skills when it comes to drying wet swimwear and beach towels. Your room will quickly transform into a colorful, humid rainforest, with every door handle, chair back, and wardrobe edge locked in a fierce battle to act as a makeshift clothesline. Additionally, check-in involves a classic game of hotel roulette. Pool view. If you get a room overlooking the pool and main stage, you've got a front row ticket to the daily entertainment and mini discos. If your kids go to bed at 9 p.m. to the sound of lullabies rather than Shakira's greatest hits blasting through the speakers, this might prove a challenge. Back view. On the flip side, rooms at the back of the building offer blessed silence, but they come with a distinct bat cave vibe. They can be rather dark, and the view is unlikely to make it onto your Instagram feed. Food and drink. The culinary Brexit. The all-inclusive deal at the Magic Rock Gardens Benidorm is a topic that divides opinions faster than a discussion on football. The main buffet, Virgin Africa and African Falls, serves up a massive spread, and nobody is going to go hungry here. Guests rave about the dessert section, the fresh seafood, and the absolute crowd pleaser, a massive chocolate fountain. There's also the Paradise snack bar by the pool for daytime grazing. But let's be brutally honest. This buffet has experienced its own culinary version of Brexit. The menu is heavily tailored to British palates. Breakfast is a glorious, greasy festival of back bacon, baked beans, sausages, and fried eggs. If you wake up dreaming of a light, health-conscious start to the day featuring a mountain of fresh, crisp vegetables and alfalfa sprouts, well, you'll feel like a lost vegan at a Texas barbecue. Morning greens are rarer than a quiet day on the Strip. The lunch and dinner options can get a bit repetitive, and if you're looking for fiery Spanish spices, you might need a magnifying glass. The kitchen plays it safe with mild, crowd-pleasing flavors. Guests also look on in mild bewilderment at the hotel's drink logistics. Bizarrely, the coffee machines seem to go on a strict, self-imposed siesta right after breakfast. If you fancy an espresso to go with your dessert after lunch or dinner, you have to march over to the bar. And the bars during peak season, or worse, on those rare rainy days when everyone flees the beach, can resemble the trading floor of the London Stock Exchange, with guests frantically waving their all-inclusive wristbands to catch the bartender's eye. The staff themselves occasionally embrace the legendary Spanish philosophy of mañana, happily enjoying a leisurely chat with a colleague, while the queue of thirsty holidaymakers grows longer than the line for the water slides. Who is this hotel a bullseye for? And who should steer clear? Who will absolutely love it? Families with school-aged kids. This place is absolute paradise for them. The African Emotion Water Park, with its kamikaze and aquatube slides, offers plenty of thrills. Then there's the game experience room, packed with F1 simulators, PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo consoles hooked up to massive screens. Combine that with a team of incredibly enthusiastic entertainers, and your kids won't want to leave. Fans of non-stop entertainment. If you love a holiday where there is always something happening, from morning aqua aerobics and mini golf to evening bingo and professional acrobatic shows, you'll feel right at home. Those who appreciate a proper tipple. Unlike many budget all-inclusive hotels that serve spirits that taste like petrol, here you get proper branded alcohol. Think Ballantine's or Finlandia, and the drinks aren't watered down. Who should give it a miss? Anyone with mobility issues or heavy prams. That absolute beast of a hill leading to the hotel, Cardiac Hill, will quickly suck the joy out of beach trips. Plus, the hotel lifts are notoriously slow and packed. During peak times, getting down from the top floors requires the patience of a saint. Peace and quiet seekers. The noise, the shouting, the poolside splashes, and the booming entertainment music run pretty much all day. Yes, there is an adults-only chill-out zone on the roof with Balinese beds and stunning views of the Benidorm skyline, but it's a small oasis in an otherwise chaotic family desert. Lovers of warm pool water. While the pools look spectacular, the temperature of the water can give you a bit of a shock. Reviews regularly complain that the water in the pools can be absolutely freezing, especially early in the summer season. If your idea of relaxation is soaking in a pool the temperature of a warm bath, these slides will provide some unexpected Wim Hof cold water therapy. Brilliant for your circulation, perhaps, but a bit of a shock to the system for the rest of us.
The verdict. To wrap it up, the Magic Rock Gardens Benidorm is not a silent temple of Zen and meditation. But if you're traveling with kids, booking this place is probably the best decision you'll make all year. Sure, you have to accept that your calves will get a serious workout on Cardiac Hill, and your bedroom will temporarily double as a humid Amazonian drying room. But let's face it, in exchange, you get the holy grail of family holidays, absolute peace in the evening, because the kids have completely passed out from a day of water slides and gaming. Plus, you get that lovely rooftop terrace, where you can finally sit back with a proper branded gin and tonic. If your family loves active, high-energy fun, hit that book button and pack your bags for an African adventure in the heart of Spain. The kids won't forget this holiday in a hurry. P.S. Do you appreciate honest, sugar-free reviews that tell you the actual facts instead of glossy holiday brochure nonsense? Pulling together these detailed guides takes a lot of detective work and quite a few cups of coffee. If this review helped you make your decision and you'd like to support my future travels, you can book the hotel using the link below. The price on booking.com remains exactly the same for you, not a penny extra, but they'll toss a tiny fraction of their commission my way. It's the best way to let me know this work is useful and keeps me hunting down the next destination. Click below, check availability, and start planning your big Spanish getaway.